Parliament by-elections are usually not the subject of contention in Lebanon. However, Sunday's contest to replace two slain members of parliament have inflamed passions across the political spectrum. Former President Amin Jamil was defeated by a razor-thin margin of 400 votes in a Christian Beirut suburb in what observers are calling a litmus test of support for Lebanon's embattled pro-Western government. The winner, an obscure political figure representing former army commander and opposition leader General Michel Aoun, reinforces the pro-Syrian opposition coalition, which includes Aoun's Hezbollah allies. Lebanon Interior Minister Hassan Assaba announced the results of the hotly contested election early Monday morning amid claims of fraud by former President Jamil. Assaba says the former president is contesting the election's results. He says the election committee has received a complaint lodged by a representative of President Jamil to invalidate the election results. Voting irregularities forced the election monitoring committee to cast aside results from at least one electoral district. The Beirut media is calling the contest a show of strength to anoint Lebanon's top Christian political figure. The R newspaper headlined Aoun wins by the numbers, but Jamil recovers top role in a reference to which Maronite Christian political leader will have the most influence in this fall's presidential elections. Lebanon's president traditionally belongs to the Maronite Catholic sect and is elected by vote of parliament. The head of the former Lebanese Forces Christian militia, Samir Jaja, is calling the election a test of strength in Lebanon's Christian camp. He says the results reveal who really represents Christians, especially in the next phase, which include presidential elections. The former army commander, General Aoun, who is vying to be president, once fought a war of liberation against Syria, but is now aligned with a coalition including Hezbollah and other Syrian allies. Many Christians, including those belonging to the pro-Western government of Prime Minister Fuad Sanyura, complain that Aoun made a secret deal with Syria to gain its support. Syria's key allies in Lebanon openly urged their supporters to vote for Aoun's candidate in yesterday's election. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.